Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
If you've experienced behavioral challenges with your high school senior, after graduation is an important time to make some critical changes. We'll talk about this and more on this week's podcast, After High School, Push Reset on the Parent-Teen Relationship. It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and I'm your host, Neil D. Brown, and I'm here to help you get enjoyable family you work for every day. And if you have a question that you'd like me to address on this podcast, come on, don't be shy. We'll all benefit from your questions. So come on over to my website, neildbrown.com, and enter it there today. And while you're there, download a free copy of my Parental Burnout Recovery Guide. And please remember, this is an educational podcast. It's not a substitute for therapy when you need it. Well, today, we're hearing from Lynn from Lorain, Ohio. And Lynn writes, "My son will be 18 next week. His father and I divorced about 5 years ago. During that time, I've caught him several times smoking pot. He got in trouble for being out after curfew and had pot in his car about a year ago. I took him to counseling and they enrolled him in a group and drug tested him for about 3 months. After that, they told me they didn't think he needed any other help. The courts let him off because he went to this group. He was okay for a few months, but now he is sneaking out, and I'm sure he is using pot again. Each time I talk to him about counseling, he gets angry. He has anger issues and has put some holes in the wall before. I've talked to him about how I want to be a better parent and help him make better choices, but nothing seems to help. He is a great kid. He graduated with honors. He got a complete scholarship to a local community college. He has a good job that he likes. How do I get him help? Thank you." Okay, Lynn, thanks for your question. Your by now 18-year-old son is successful at school and successful at work, and you're pretty sure he smokes pot. Well, when the police stopped him after curfew, which isn't criminal behavior, it's offense based on his status as a minor, and he probably had a small amount of pot in his car, which is illegal, they dropped the charges as long as he went to a group, which he did successfully. So it seems that on his own, he's doing pretty well. Yes, he smokes marijuana, which a lot of young people do. Yet it doesn't seem to be interfering in his education and his work. And that's something that could catch up with him and cause him problems if he uses it often. But right now, that may not be the thing to focus on. The bigger issue is the fact that he doesn't listen to you. He sneaks out and he makes holes in the wall with his anger. What's going on when he blows up and gets violent? Are you telling him to do something he doesn't want to do? Are you telling him not to go out? Are you taking use of a car away? You know, you and his father divorced, but is his father involved? And is he this way with his father as well? You know, there's a lot I don't know here, but I do know that you are feeling helpless with his behavior and that you, Lynn, are very worried. You want him to go to counseling to deal with his anger and his pot use. Well, Lynn, I'm here to tell you that sending him to counseling to deal with his anger and his pot use is not going to bring a solution to him or to you. Lynn, here is what I do think. I think your son is very independent. He's a very independent young man who is figuring out how to be successful in the world. He's pushing some limits and he's making some mistakes, but he's being successful. So while he is confident and independent and even aggressive, you are nervous and concerned and wondering what to do about his anger problems and his pot use. Now, your nervousness and concern and looking for professionals to help and his independence and his quest to figure things out on his own are at odds. And those two things interact to create a control battle that is adding to his frustration and disrespect, and it's adding to your nervousness, your concern, and keeps you looking for solutions to his behavior. Let's look at some things. If your son was awarded a scholarship to his community college, either he accepted your help in applying or learned about it and got help from someone at school. So he's able to connect, he's able to accept help, learn, grow. This is supported by the fact that he applied for it, he got a job, he enjoys it, and he's successful at it. Lynn, you and your son are entering a new era. He's at a high school, and he's entering community college, and I'm guessing that you both are expecting that he's going to continue to live with you at home. Now is the time to make a shift in your relationship and get on a new and more successful path forward. Here's what I think you can do. First and foremost, rather than focusing on what's wrong with your son, let's focus on his independence and success and celebrate that. Make sure he knows how proud you are of him. Let him know that you want to push restart on your relationship now that he's a young adult starting college. Now, this part may be hard for you to do, but it's part of you taking a more empowered position in your relationship with him. Make it clear to him that given he is a young man now, you expect him to be respectful in his behavior and communication with you, and that you will be able to support him as long as he can be respectful. Let him know that he needs to fix the damage to the walls and explain it as putting the past behind and starting his young adulthood with a clean slate. Have a conversation with your son about how you're going to work together while he is in college and how you can put the past behind you and enjoy his moving forward together. What does he need from you? What do you need from him? Are you going to be stocking the refrigerator, cooking for him, doing laundry for him? Or is he expected to do some of that on his own? What about cleaning his space, his room, his bathroom, common areas? How about communication and letting you know what his schedule is and when he'll be home, for instance? Are you okay with the hours he'll keep? And if he has friends over, what are the understandings about those issues? Are there some things he can do for you in return for your support of him? Lynn, this may or may not be relevant to your situation, but the dynamic you're describing of a fiercely independent teenager and a supportive yet concerned and worried parent is common in many immigrant families where a youth is adapting to the new dominant culture and the parent, who is less familiar with it and is less adaptive, struggles to establish healthy boundaries. So it often happens, I say often, not always, is a youth rejects parental structure, seeing the parents as not able to guide them in a relevant way. And teens sometimes go haywire. And sometimes they do adapt well, applying themselves, but they may be disrespectful to their parents and even reject the old country part of themselves, their parents' culture, which they will come back to later, of course. The essential issue here is that for whatever reason, the parent feels and acts in a powerless or disempowered position. You say to your son that you want to be a better parent. I'm not sure what that means, but I don't think you should worry that you aren't a good enough parent. You do have a lot to offer, and if there are some things you can't offer, that's fine. That's true for all of us. You do deserve respect, and you do deserve to be listened to. Sure, counseling would be great to address these issues, but only as family therapy with you and your son together, at least for starters. If you were going to try to convince your son to go to counseling, it should be explained as you and he going together to work out how best to work together now that he is a young adult. That way he could feel like you're going together to work on something together that honors his new status in life. And you could make going to counseling together a condition of living at home. But right now, it doesn't sound like you have established that kind of accountability or see yourself as empowered enough to set that kind of limit. So if he doesn't go, you should go on your own to learn how best to establish boundaries and take a more empowered position without engaging a control battle. Make sure, of course, that you go to a therapist very familiar with adolescents and very familiar with young adults. Now, with respect to pot use and violence, you could tell him that you know he's going to make his own decisions about marijuana use, but that you will not allow it in or around the house, and you hope he has the good sense to keep it to very minimal use so that he keeps his head clear for learning and growing. Now, violence in the home, even violence against property, is abusive and illegal, and you should remind him that you hope he's outgrown that behavior, but at age 18, if there is any more violence, you will call the police, and he can be charged with domestic violence. And if that happens, he will need to take an anger management class as a condition of his probation. Lynn, if you and your son find a successful way forward, and Lynn, I'm sure that you will, even with a few bumps and bruises along the way, as he moves through his young adult years, and young adulthood is really the last stage of adolescence, you can expect that his behavior will even out and he will be more respectful towards you and appreciative of you. Now, just as an aside, I want to put a message out there to therapists and counselors. While I know for many of you I'm preaching to the choir, but everyone should know, please, if you are completing working with a teenager in a group or an individual setting, please don't tell a parent their kid is fine and don't need anything more. Let them know that they did well in either group or individual therapy, as the case may be, and that they specifically did well with what they did well with, of course, without breaching confidentiality. In other words, they seemed to participate well and seemed to get the ideas. They volunteered about making better choices, so you can give that kind of information. And that you can tell the parent that if there are other issues that need addressing that you might not know about as a therapist, there are other issues, particularly in the home, please address those issues in family counseling, and then if possible, make a good referral for them. That way, what we're doing is we're empowering parents. We're not undermining them. So listeners, our youth entering young adulthood is an important transition, and one where they will necessarily be making many more decisions on their own, and certainly not all of them are going to be good ones, but it is part of their journey. Our role is to keep faith in them and hold our boundaries in positive ways and help them learn from their mistakes. When our teens graduate high school, and particularly if certain behaviors were unacceptable as high school came to an end, the transition to post-high school will benefit from pushing a virtual restart button, get out of control battles, establish healthy new standards and expectations, and focus on the positives. Well, thanks for tuning in this week, listeners. And before I sign off, I'd like to ask that if you are enjoying Healthy Family Connections podcast, take a minute and leave a review for me. It will let others know that they too can benefit from tuning in. And remember, take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parenting Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.